An appeal for the Madison School. A call to self-denial. Every possible means should be devised to establish schools of the Madison Order in various parts of the South, and those who lend their means and their influence to help this work are aiding the cause of God. I am instructed to say to those who have means to spare, help the work at Madison. You have no time to lose. Satan will soon rise up to create hindrances. Let the work go forward while it may. Let us strengthen this company of educators to continue the good work in which they are engaged and labor to encourage others to do a similar work. Then the light of truth will be carried in a simple and effective way, and a great work will be accomplished for the Master in a short time. When the Lord favors any of His servants with worldly advantages, it is that they may use those advantages for the benefit of others. We are to learn to be content with simple food and clothing, that we may save much means to invest in the work of the gospel. Our lack of self-denial, our refusal to see the necessities of the cause for this time and to respond to them, call for repentance and humiliation before God. It is a sin for one who knows the truth of God to fold his hands and leave his work for another to do. The gospel of Christ calls for entire consecration. Let our church members now arise to their responsibilities and privileges. Let them spend less on self-indulgence and needless adorning. The money thus expended is the Lord's and is needed to do a sacred work in His cause. Educate the children to do missionary work and to bring their offerings to God. Let us awake to the spiritual character of the work in which we are engaged. This is no time for weakness to be woven into our experience.